Welcome everybody to Shir number 1437. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemer Baron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Masra Moshe and Rafur Shalema Yeshaya Yaakov Ben Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'chayil, preparation for the week. So, interesting question. We have to talk about the folding of the talus. We didn't get to that yet. That's actually partially hachana, partially other things. Okay, but we'll get to that, Bezmas Hashem. But interesting question. Person goes to the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, brings down a case. So we're not talking about shul now. We're talking about simply a person goes to eat. Right? Let's say a person goes to eat by the shver, or something along those lines, or by a family member. Not a place whereby they're afraid that their talis will get stolen, then it's not a place where they're afraid their talis will get damaged or whatever. They could keep it there just after Shabbos. They could come back, no problem. Right? They go, they eat the suda after Shabbos. They come back, they drive back, or whatever has to be done, and pick up the talus. It's not that far, 15 minutes, 20 minute walk or whatever. By car it's even quicker. I'm just giving an example. So the question is, what I want to do now, I want to carry home my talus, right? I'm done. We're done with the suit. I want to carry home my talus. Why should I schlep back after Shabbos? I'll take it home now. I'm already going home anyways. I have empty hands, right? Obviously, a case in time where there's an error, if you could carry it, it's not an issue. So the Sefer Nishma Shabbos brings down, no, Taka, that would be a problem. That's mamish, why are you carrying it home? Plain and simple, so you could have it for next Shabbos, right? It's a Shabbos talus, for example. So we spoke about last time in reference to preparing from Shabbos to Shabbos. You can't prepare from Shabbos to Shabbos either, right? Let's say we spoke about last time somebody wants the shul, they want to roll the Sefer Torah, get it ready for next Shabbos. So you can't prepare from Shabbos to Shabbos. Is also not allowed from Shabbos to Yom Tov, Shabbos to Shabbos. We quoted from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. So over here is a perfect case in time. I have my Shabbos talis. I want to carry it home like this. I don't have to schlep back after Shabbos. So he brings out that would taka be a problem that will be usher to do. A lot of times, also, he talks a little bit about, in reference to, let's say, like food. A person goes to the shver or whatever, the shviger or something, or the parents or something like that. And they say, you know what, you read, again, a case in time where there's an error, if it's not a question of that, but take home. You'll have for Sunday morning breakfast, or you'll have Sunday morning, Sunday evening, you'll have a supper of Malava Malka, whatever the case might be. And they want to pack up for you some food. So, but the food is nothing at all that you're going to be eating on Shabbos. So if it's food you're going to eat on Shabbos, maybe only, you know, at least part of it Shabbos, or a good chunk of it on Shabbos, or whatever the case is. So I'll eat some Shabbos, or maybe if I have leftover, I'll have some for after Shabbos, whatever the case is. So then that's okay, right? I'm going to pack up a plate of food, and I'm going to eat for Shalosh Shudas, I'll eat some, and maybe whatever's left over, I'll eat from Malava Malka, but Lamaisa, you're going to be using it on Shabbos. Okay, so that's much easier. That case is much easier. But let's say a case in time, whereby the shviger or somebody's mother or father, whatever the case is, they go to eat by them and they want to pack up some food specifically. No, this, you know, 100%, I'm not eating this on Shabbos. This is my my food for Sunday, right? Or my food from Malava Malka, whatever the case might be. So that would taka be a problem. We spoke about last time a young man in shul, for example, packing up a plate of cake we'll have for Malava Malka at night. But that was a different case. We spoke about last time, so we mentioned B'shem Rav Hirschfeld Shlita that would be okay. Why? Because that's a case of now or never, right? That's a case of now or never. If that young man doesn't take that cake now, he's not having it, right? The waiter is taking it away and they're locking it up or they're throwing it out, whatever it's being done. He's not having that cake. There's no coming back. It's either now or never. Over here, I could come back after Shabbos. I go back to my parents' house, right? Something along those lines. Or it's a friend or something like that. So if I don't take it now, I'll come back after Shabbos. I'll pick up the food then. What's the schlacht, as they say in Yiddish, right? But again, it's food that's specifically for after Shabbos. For after Shabbos, for Sunday, Monday, whatever the case is. So I'll come back after Shabbos. I'll pick it up. So then that would taka be a problem to take it on Shabbos. So again, it depends on the situation. You could have the same plate of cake that over here by the young man it would be okay because it's a now or never type of a case. And over here it would not be okay because I go back to my parents' house, right? And right after Shabbos, and I'll have the same food. They're putting it away from me in their refrigerator, right? Or it's by my friend's house. They tell me, well, I'll pack up the plate of food. I'll leave it in the fridge. You'll come back after Shabbos. You'll pick it up. I have it. What's the problem? Why do I have to take it now? Elamai, what? I want to save time. Like this, I don't have to come back after Shabbos. And then you can't do that. That would be an interesting case whereby you can't do that. So those are a couple of cases interesting that the Sefer Nishma Shabbos brings down in reference to the talis, number one. Number two, the food. Now, he does say, in reference to the talis, he does say at the end, interesting, he says, he brings it down on page Tavkuf Gimel. Okay, that's the area where he brings down, and that was Simin Shin Chav Gimel. So he says, right before Simin Shin Pei Beis, Dash Beis. I'm just quoting in case we ever go back and look it up. But he says like this, Miu Yesh Loi Eitza Lul Boi Shatalis. He says, but let's say somebody wants to wear the talis. They want to wear the talis home. So that you could do. So let's say the case in time we spoke about last time in reference to the raincoat, right? Somebody's Badafka wearing the rain, those black plastic coats. And they know 100% it's going to, now it's not going to rain for sure. And only after Shabbos it's going to rain. And they're wearing it 100% only for after Shabbos. We spoke about that should not be done, even wearing. But over here he wants to say it's different. Over here he doesn't compare it to that case, but he wants to say it's different. He wants to say that Lamaisa person's, this man is Makayim a mitzvah of mitzvah sitzis. He's become the mitzvah of tzitzis right now, right? He's wearing this talis. It's a mitzvah of tzitzis, and he's doing it right now. So are you doing it for later on? Again, like we said, case in time where it's a mitzvah and you're doing it for now and you become the mitzvah now. So you don't say it out like a case in time we spoke about the sleep, right? You're allowed to sleep extra just because I'm allowed to sleep extra just because tonight I want to learn more. Tonight's Shavuos, I want to learn more or something like that, right? Just don't say it out with your mouth. So he says the same thing over here. He brings down that will be fine if somebody wears it. How it's different than the raincoat and so on. Over here is Mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. With the raincoat is Mekayim nothing really, you know. So that's the differentiation. So that's the bottom line. So again, we look at the same situation and we have to look at the surroundings. What it's all about, the time, the place, and you know, could we get it later and so on. So it's an important thing to keep in mind all these situations. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch HaKol Tov.